WTAW News Time is 6:05. 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinard. The state legislature has advanced three bills affecting Blinn College, written by Representative John Rainey of Bryan. One is expanding Blinn's Board of Trustees with members of Brazos County.
Well, it's not exactly what I wanted. It was amended in the Senate, but it does put two members from Brazos County on the board, but it's limited to a four-year period, which I did not like. But we agreed to it because we want to make sure that we got some Brazos County representation.
Rainey says the budget includes a provision that state funding for Blinn will be divided based on student contact hours in Bryan and Brenham, and community colleges statewide will be required to post on their website how revenue is spent by campus location. A special meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents included personnel action on the flagship campus. The Regents selected a new Vice President of Student Affairs. Dr. Danny Pugh has been at the University of Arkansas as the Vice Provost for Student Affairs and Dean of Students. The board also approved authorizing President Michael Young to appoint a new dean of the College of Science and to execute new contracts with men's basketball associate head coach Rick Stansberry and seven assistant football coaches. The state's revamped agency overseeing cancer research has awarded nearly $6 million to the Texas A&M Health Science Center. An institute the HSC has in Houston will use the grant to research the use of existing drugs already approved by the FDA in whole, in part, or in combination with other products to create new cancer treatments. More information about the grant from CPRIT, one of three given from the Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas, is on our website at WTAW.com. The Bryan City Council is taking another look at regulating residential personal care businesses where there are up to four unrelated occupants in the same home. A similar proposal was defeated 3 years ago after one operator went to prison. Opponents to the idea speaking at this week's council meeting included Amanda Bodkin, who owns a personal care home with three residents.
I'm not Rose Rodriguez. I know the story behind Rose Rodriguez. I invite any of y'all to come tour my facility. I have nothing to hide.
Supporters who spoke included Leroy Johnson.
No one is looking out for the welfare of the elderly and the handicapped residents who are living in these homes. Licensing of these homes will help ensure a higher standard of care for the residents.
City lawyers told the council that the state would not get involved in enforcement because there are no state laws or regulations covering businesses taking care of one, two, or three residents. All state highways in Brazos County are passable following Monday's flooding rains, but that doesn't mean all roads are passable. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart of the Sheriff's Office reminds motorists to not remove barricades.
Some of these folks have got these big, tall pickup trucks, and they can probably get through a couple of feet of water, but, you know, there's a lot of folks out there on the county roadways are driving sedans and not going to fare quite so well. And if they see the barricade off to the side, they're just going to motor on out there. Next thing you know, you're going to get stuck.
Michelle Mead at the county's emergency management office says rainfall from upstream will continue to keep our rivers and creeks at high levels for several days, even if storms don't return.
And most of the high water that we're still seeing over roadways is on that east side of the county.
And the State Bar of Texas has created a website and toll-free hotline to answer questions from those who have property damage. That information is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 6:09, it's 71 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to meet your needs. A doctor who provides same-day appointments so you don't have to wait when you're sick. A doctor who knows listening and responding is the key to a strong relationship. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, convenient, connected, and responsive. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care. Closer to home.
Good morning, right at 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We're now out of the woods in regards to shower and thunderstorm activity yet. Sunshine will give way to clouds. Some showers and storms popping up later today, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, clouds and breezy. The chance for a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, 85. It becomes partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows near 70. Clouds develop Saturday. There could be some showers and storms. Highs are going to be close to 85. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M Athletics getting accolades for having brains 49 Aggies, Trevor Meyer Stadium for the NCAA Regionals. And what else we got? Oh, yeah, that little basketball game last
regionals,
night.
Regionals in what?
Track.
Oh. Well, you didn't
Sorry.
I don't know what Meyer Stadium is.
Trying to get everything ready for the NCAA Outdoor Championships.
You know it.
That little old basketball game. Oh, and by the way, the SEC has said if you go on the field, it may cost you $50,000.
Okay. So there, you've been warned.
They're meeting at Destin, Florida.
All right. 40% chance of showers today is what they're telling us. 50-50 tomorrow night, Saturday, and Saturday night. And then a 40% chance of rain on Sunday. And it'll be steamy. It will be steamy. And, you know, I've said this for a long time. If there's any place in Texas where the weather can suck when it's okay every place else, it's Wichita Falls.
Yep. Without question.
Plus the fact that you wake up in Wichita Falls. Yeah. Anyway, there's only one patch of severe weather this morning. Where is it?
Wichita Falls.
Exactly right. Now, you know, obviously that's liable to change later on today. But at least this morning, you can look all over the state of Texas. And, I mean, there is a little something in Big Bend, but nobody lives in Big Bend. But right up there around Wichita Falls, they've got some severe weather. And it goes on up into Oklahoma and Kansas. Those are the boys and girls getting that stuff this morning. And, yeah, just, well, obviously we had the story this morning. Fox News led with it. Just there is so much rain, so many rivers that are out of their banks. It's
got to all make it down to the Gulf.
It does. That's right. And what we're finding is a lot of people along the Brazos River, farther down river, are having a big problem.
Oh yeah. And it's only supposed to get worse.
Yeah. So and that's what happens. Is it always follows the rain. It takes a while for that water to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're still kind of squishy.
Like you know what, rolling downhill. It all goes downhill.
Yeah, that will happen. A lady in China lucky to be alive after choking on a spatula.
Was she using it to get something else out?
No, she was cooking exotic herbs and spices.
Oh.
And when she had an allergic reaction,
oh,
felt her throat swelling up, and in a panic, she jammed chopsticks in her mouth to try to open and clear her throat. When that didn't work, she put the 12-inch spatula in there.
Ugh.
Yeah, rushed to the hospital, and doctors had to cut the utensil free.
Duh.
That's not good. When asked why she did that, she said, "I remembered some folk remedy saying, it helps to use something to unclog your throat." Yeah, spatula may not be it.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, and for as many of those people who put masks on just for anything, I'm kind of surprised. But that tells you something. It does. I mean, it tells you that if you're cooking aromatic foods and there's some sort of an allergic reaction, you know, when it's vaporized, it gets in there a whole lot faster.
Oh, yeah.
So, and don't use a spatula.
Well, that's true. I wish I had my Spatula City commercial from years ago.
Spatula City.
Years ago. But
that's a Weird Al thing, wasn't it?
No, no, that was a Rush thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a Rush.
He'll occasionally play it in the bumpers.
Yeah, about, yeah. Been a while, though, hadn't it?
Whenever we don't have local spots, occasionally we'll hear it.
I got you. Oh, China is the new Florida.
Yeah, something must have been lost in that folk remedy translation.
Well, I think it's, I mean, something to keep your throat open, but, I mean, what would they have had back then that was, well, I don't know. Anyhow, glad I don't live there. Teachers at a high school in China showed they had no hang-ups when it came to smashing the mobile phones of four students who violated class ban.
Good.
You know, that was my first reaction as well.
I mean, I'm not for the destruction of personal property, but good.
But, well, at some point, don't you have to take the asylum back?
I think so.
Hadn't happened here yet.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well, see, that's right. Anyway, it's kicked up debate on social media about whether the teachers have crossed the line or not. But, and again, not saying I want to live there, but there, when the leadership says, yeah, that's the way it's going to be, we don't have any whiny tree huggers coming in going, I don't feel good about your decision. Because they'll just make you go someplace else.
Rethink your position.
Information.
They're not busy at home making signs about how they feel about this.
Tell you how physics professors can fix this. Just tape up copper strips all around the classroom, make a Faraday cage.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Lesson learned.
Yeah. Because we've all got copper laying around our house.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess that would be the downfall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kathy Cruzy, CEO for St. Joseph Regional Health Center. I'm excited to share that softballs will be flying on June 4th as the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce hosts its 8th annual Community Softball Classic, a tribute and salute to our first responders. Team sponsors are St. Joseph, McDonald's, and Brazos Valley Fire and Apparatus Services. A portion of proceeds will support the 100 Club.
Hello, I'm Fire Chief Eric Hurt. For only $9, softball fans will cheer as our returning champions, Hot Stuff, the firefighters, and Cold Steel, the police officers, battle it out at Selicor Field, home of the Brazos Valley Bombers, back-to-back national champions. Your ticket also allows you to stay for the Bombers game immediately following.
I'm Police Chief Eric Buskey. We look forward to seeing you on June 4th at the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce's Community Softball Classic, a tribute and salute to our first responders. Gates open at 5 p.m. and you can order tickets at www.bvbombers.com. A free meal will be served to the first 650 ticket holders. For more information, call the Chamber at 979-260-5255.
616 News Talk 1620 WTAW Thursday, May the 28th, day 148. Means we've got 217 of them to go. It's hamburger day.
Oh, man. It gets a day? That's really not fair.
I know.
Well, their only saving grace is there could be a cheeseburger day and a bacon cheeseburger
day.
Well,
that's true. Well, they may. That could happen.
And mustard, right,
yeah.
Kevin?
Yeah. No.
We have a McDonald's story later this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Amnesty International Day. Hug a Tree Day. It's Sierra Club Day.
Tree Hugger Day.
Yeah. And the Slugs returned from Capistrano. They started a long time ago.
The Slugs returned to Capistrano.
No, from.
Oh.
Yeah. That's so they're not there when the Sparrows get there. All right, so. All right, birthdays.
Michael Orr is 29 years old, offensive tackle for the Baltimore Ravens, whose life inspired the Blind Side story, which is pretty cool. Carrie Mulligan is 30 from Great Gatsby. Kobe Calais, who got her start on MySpace. Remember that?
Yeah.
I know you don't.
No, I've heard of it. That's all. Yeah.
She's 30 today. Jesse Bradford from Bring It On is 36. Jake Johnson, 37 on New Girls. Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Oh, yeah.
Formerly of The View is 38 years old. Kylie Minogue is a singer. She's 47. Krista Miller is 51 from The Drew Carey Show. Ronald Gift is 53. He's the lead singer of The Fine Young Cannibals. Mark Sanford, 55, former governor of South Carolina, who decided he was going to go to Argentina with his girlfriend.
He's the one who continues to apologize. If you talk to him today, he'd say he's still sorry.
Yeah. Kurt Gibson, 58.
Oh, yeah, we remember him lumbering around the bases.
Yep. John Fogerty is 70. Gladys Knight without the Pips is 71. Rudy Giuliani is 71. And Vera from Alice, Beth Howard, is 74. Oh,
yeah. Marco Rubio, 44. Sandra Locke, who used to be...
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood squeezed. She's 71. Okay, and Phil Vassar, who's like a country singer. 53.
And has written a lot of hits for people.
Yeah, he has. That's true. All right, 618.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, get this, the State Department approved $165 billion worth of commercial arms sales to 20 nations whose governments had actually given money to the Clinton Foundation. Let me give you an example. Saudi Arabia. Well, they were cleared to receive $29 billion worth of advanced fighter jets from Boeing. The sale at the time was controversial, but suddenly pushed through by Clinton's State Department as a, quote, top priority for Clinton personally. Now, it turns out Boeing had donated at least $10 million to the Clinton Foundation and gave $900,000 just months before the Saudi contract was approved. Money, power, corruption, influence... Yes, this is the Democratic Party's top candidate for president.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Do you have a family member who is getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. With over 500 offices, Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living in-home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates. For senior home care you can trust, check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25-horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Normandy Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Normandy Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The FCC is cracking down on those annoying automated telemarketing calls with a new proposal designed to close loopholes and strengthen current rules. The measure would also allow wireless and landline carriers to offer robo-blocking technology that could help you stop the unwanted calls. Food company Post Holdings says a third of its company-owned chicken flock in Nebraska has tested positive for bird flu, bringing the affected supply to about 35% of the company's volume commitments. The St. Louis-based company says it's taking steps to partially mitigate the financial impact of the outbreak, including discontinuation of certain product lines and pricing actions. McDonald's is tweaking how it cooks its burgers in hopes of winning back customers. To improve the taste of its food, the chain is toasting its buns longer so sandwiches will be warmer. It's also changing the way it sears and grills its beef so the patties are juicier. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a slightly lower open yesterday. The Dow Industrials gained 121. That's Your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population. And good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-861-2414. 800-861-2414. That's 800-861-2414.
Hi. I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. I stumbled across a thing online called 101 Things I Want My Daughter to Know. It was written by a woman, to her daughter, obviously, and there were some of them that I really, really was interested in. But the thing that threw me off was number 1 and number 101 were both chocolate-related. Now, as a dude, I don't get it. I really don't. I love, and I mean I do love bacon. Love me some bacon. No, I really could purely subsist on bacon if I had to. But I don't think this, however, would be something that I would pass along to my son if I had one. What is the fascination with chocolate? I like this stuff in all forms, but as advice to my kiddo, I don't think so. I see stuff online all the time that the magic little cocoa bean cures all ills. Chocolate can apparently help mend a broken heart, fix a bad hair day, ward off PMS, and even settle a rotten day. How? What turns this ugly little bean into a magical elixir? I mean no disrespect, I really don't. I'm not trying to downplay the power and sway that chocolate holds over folks. I just don't get it. Some of the examples given were perfect, however, like number 12, wear sunscreen like it's your second job, or number 48, men are effectively idiots until the age of 26. All very sage and very true advice. But number 101, chocolate ice cream, however, might just be a permanent fix. Now, I know it's stylized, but I just don't understand its power. It's not like enjoying or hating Brussels sprouts. You either do or you don't. But the passion for sprouts is not nearly as strong. Ladies, enlighten me, seriously. Email kevin@brianbroadcasting.com. We can discuss the weight of chocolate v. bacon. Because now that I think about it, bacon might just fix several of the aforementioned maladies. And that's my commentary, brought to you by Gun Corps. They've teamed up with Thin Blue Line. They're having a Shooter's Day out at the Gun Corps training facility, and it's a fundraiser for Thin Blue Line. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com or go see all their cool stuff in person on Texas Avenue in College Station. Same shopping center as Planet Fitness, right across from the Kettle. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Rattlers always has great specials, and May is no exception. This month, grab some healthy snacks with David's Sunflower Seeds in the 5.25-ounce bag, two for only $2.22. In a hurry for lunch? Then mix and match a fountain drink, hot dog, and nachos, two for only $2 with your registered Rattlers reward card. And if it's been a long, tough, and hot day, after work, stop in for some great beer specials, like 18 packs of Heineken, Corona, and Dos Equis, only $19.99, and 18 packs of Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $15.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Good morning, it's 626, Aransas Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF, go to unitedroofingpros.com. We've still got a 40% chance of shower sometime today simply because there's so much moisture out there, and as we heat up, because we're going to have a high of about 87 today, so they could sure spark some showers. 20% tonight, then we're looking at a 50% chance of rain during the day on Friday, Saturday, and Saturday night as well. Sunday, it's a 40% chance of showers. And temps all through staying about the same, somewhere between 84 and 87. Lows each night, though, cooling down okay, and that's what we've got right now. It's pretty pleasant out there with 71 degrees.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
We all have the need for certainty, and as soon as we get it, we have the need for uncertainty, which can really mess up relationships. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
In any relationship, we all have the need for security and certainty.
One of the paradoxes of human life is that as soon as you have certainty, you have the need for uncertainty, variety. You want some surprises.
Chloe Madonis, author of the book Relationship Breakthrough.
Somebody can fulfill the need for variety or for uncertainty by watching TV. Somebody else might have to race motorcycles. What you have to do is to understand how your partner seeks to satisfy those needs. You know, people say, I gave her everything, and all of a sudden she wants a divorce. Yes, you gave her everything except what she needed.
Another important human need is the need to feel significant.
And nothing gives you significance like violence. If somebody comes now into my room with a gun, he becomes the most important person in my life. And so the need for significance can be satisfied in good ways or bad ways, through violence or through giving to others, for example.
What's interesting, says Chloe, is if you satisfy these needs in your partner,
the person will never leave you. You've created an addict. Who's going to leave someone who gives them total certainty, who gives them variety and entertainment and surprises and fun, who makes them feel important, significant.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 3 years ago, the Bryan City Council defeated an attempt to regulate residential personal care homes with up to three unrelated occupants. During this week's meeting, Mike Sutherland agreed to work with the city attorney's office on a revision because the city can't ask the state to enforce something where there's no state law.
There's lots of people looking at four and more, but there's really nobody looking at the ones that are under four that are not regulated. And somehow, health, safety, and welfare is in our charter to take care of, and those people are very, very vulnerable.
Public speakers supporting Sutherland included Deborah Alsop, who's an administrator of a 16-bed assisted living facility that is regulated.
The difference is if you're not regulated or licensed, there's no fallback. You can do something in those homes and nobody would really know.
Owners of unregulated residential homes who spoke in opposition included Tiffany Brinkman.
I do know we have hospice coming in and out almost every day of the week. We have our doctors and everybody that do come in and out, see the patients are, you know, great and in good care.
The original attempt to regulate personal care homes with fewer than four occupants was made after one operator went to prison following criminal charges and a civil lawsuit. A special meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents included personnel actions on the flagship campus. The Regents selected a new vice president of student affairs. Dr. Danny Pugh has been at the University of Arkansas as the vice provost for student affairs and dean of students. The board also approved authorizing President Michael Young to appoint a new dean of the College of Science and to execute new contracts with men's basketball associate head coach Rick Stansberry and seven assistant football coaches. Researchers at Texas A&M Health Science Center Institute in Houston have received a state grant of nearly $6 million. The Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas awarded a grant designed to repurpose drugs already approved by the FDA to create new cancer treatments. The research involves using existing drugs on their own in new ways or combined with other drugs, natural products, and or compounds. This is the largest of three grants given by the center given to the center by CPRIT, a state agency which went through a reorganization a year ago following a scandal over its handling of prior grants. On our website at WTAW.com is more information about the research going on at the Health Science Center. Community colleges with multiple campuses will be posting on their websites where revenue is spent by location. That's one of three bills passing the legislature written by State Representative John Rainey of Bryan.
So I think that's a very important thing, and we're now going to know how they spend their money, because typically a lot of the schools just report in one block of money. If they have five campuses, they don't tell you how they're spending money at each campus. This is important. It'll start September 1st. So it actually will begin with this fiscal year.
The legislature also passed Rainey's bill, adding two Brazos County representatives to Blinn's Board of Trustees and adding a provision to the budget that Blinn's state funding will be divided based on student contact hours in Brenham and Bryan. For the third time in 7 days, College Station police are investigating criminal activity in or near the Northgate District, the most recent being an armed robbery where the victim did not report what happened for 20 minutes.
Just after 2 Wednesday morning on College Main between Cherry and Folk, the victim was walking alone when approached by a vehicle with four males in it. The vehicle stopped and two suspects got out of the back seat. One pointed a handgun at the victim and demanded money, and then the other punched the victim in the mouth. The victim handed over money and the suspects left the scene. The victim sustained minor injuries but refused medical treatment. Online at WTAW.com are descriptions of both suspects and the vehicle. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Bryan police have announced an arrest in one of two aggravated assaults from earlier this week. 37-year-old Cedric Fielder Sr. Turned himself in at the Brazos County Jail. Fielder is accused of beating a 28-year-old man with a bat Monday morning at the near the King Mart convenience store. The victim remains hospitalized in critical condition. And there was a shooting Tuesday night at Ducky's Car Wash on Texas. The victim drove to a relative's house, then went to the hospital where he was treated and released. If you're among those with property damage as a result of flooding, Texas lawyers are volunteering time to answer questions. Lowell Brown is with the State Bar of Texas, which has created a website and a toll-free hotline.
We have the organizations together that we work with, including the American Bar Association's Young Lawyer Division, the Texas Young Lawyers Association, and others who are prepared to lend a hand.
Links to the state bar services are on our website at WTAW.com. Motorists are reminded to continue paying attention to water over roads. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office says to obey barricades.
Our county engineer advised me that whoever removed the barricade threw it quite a ways into the woods, I guess showing their displeasure. But, you know, it's for their safety.
And even if the rain stops, Michelle Mead at the county's emergency management office says rivers and creeks will remain full as runoff from upstream continues to move through.
Based on what I was looking at for the Brazos and Navasota River, they're hoping that those levels will start to drop off in several days.
County officials continue to collect damage reports to determine if they qualify for state and or federal assistance. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. More news on the way at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Hey, it's springtime, and RV people everywhere are hitting the road.
Shouldn't you be joining them?
That's right.
At RV Station in Bryan, we can make that RV dream so easy.
It's the Magnormous.
Massive.
Memorial Day Madness sale at RV Station in Bryan.
Save thousands now. Get a new Jayco 267 bunkhouse.
$185 a month.
You and your family making memories this Memorial Day for $185 a month.
Woo!
RV Station is home of the best prices in the country on the country's best brands, right?
That's right.
RV people, don't wait.
Get to the Magnormous Massive Memorial Day Madness event going on right now. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstation.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Family fun starts here.
Jayco number 3626, sale price $19,995. 144 months, 5.49 APR, 10% down WAC.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik & Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 92626C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Good morning, 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Morning sunshine followed by afternoon clouds. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely later today. Highs 85 to 90. They'll diminish tonight. Lows will fall back to 70 to 75. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs up around 85. It'll turn partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows near 70. Now for Saturday, we'll see clouds developing, so will some showers and thunderstorms by Saturday around 85. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Two generations of soccer officials, including the then presidents of two regional soccer confederations under FIFA,
including the one that housed the United States, are in trouble. We'll have more on that. Also, A&M has got accolades in brains, and we'll have more from the NBA playoffs coming up here in about 10 minutes.
So that soccer thing, it's garbage. I mean, it just is. It's obvious it's a bunch of old men who basically have been bribed. I mean, what else?
They literally sold. There's a couple stories where, you know, guys vote for who was going to get the World Cup was up to the highest bidder.
Yeah. So a member also that the United States wanted to have that World Cup stuff here, and, you know, Barack Hussein Obama thought that'd be really cool if we could do that, and we didn't get it. So all of a sudden the Justice Department's involved in this. Huh.
Wow. You know, I hadn't gone that direction, but it's funny how that works, ain't it?
It is kind of odd the way that does work. The Rush update today has to do with basically the Obama administration calling the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals stupid. And, and that's great because, after all, I thought there were three branches of government, but apparently they're not. So that if you're the executive branch and either the other two branches do something you don't like, you just call them stupid. So I guess that's the new government, huh? It's the way we're supposed to do that. In the meantime, actually, there may be a fourth branch of government now. That's the bureaucracy itself. The
I'd agree with that.
EPA doing different things that, it's not law. They just say, okay, here are the new rules, and you need to start them now. Congress never votes on it. It's just these are the new rules. And you know, officially, they rolled out what we mentioned, I think, yesterday. They're trying to keep our drinking water safe. So now we've got new rules under clean water that will cover streams and ponds and small tributaries, okay? And again, it's just the EPA coming in and saying, no, you can't do this. And this has been a kerfuffle up in the basically uninhabited states like Montana and Idaho for a long time, that people were using water, you know, as part of their livelihood, maybe taking water out of there and actually consuming it. Well, now the EPA wants to come in and control that. So thanks a lot. Appreciate that. In the meantime, a lot of stuff going on in Austin, as you would expect. With that in mind, we'll talk to Charles Sportner tomorrow rather than today because things are kind of moving quickly. Yesterday, you know, we thought everything was taken care of as far as campus carry. Then a bunch of law enforcement officials got together and had a news conference. I think Art Arceveda, who's the chief of police of Austin, fronted the news conference, saying that they're a little bit concerned now about open carry of handguns.
Yep.
And, when your law enforcement people start talking about that, you do have to take pause. We already know that the chancellor of the UT system was against campus carry. So, I mean, there's a little bit of pushback going on right now, and they may have to do a little bit more tweaking, but tweaking is what it's all about over there in politics. Which ethics bill is going to pass? We talked to John Rainey. He mentioned that yesterday. The dark money provision, which is where people can give money to an organization, a nonprofit, who then buys ads either for or against a specific candidate. Well, those people who give the money to the nonprofits, their names don't come out. And I don't know, at least on the surface, it seems like you ought to know who's paying for what the message is.
I agree with that.
So that's kind of that's in the Senate version. It's in the House version. It's not in the Senate version. So they're going to have to try to get that worked out if they can. A little more money for the Alamo, if you heard about that. Budget writers are going to put, $25 million extra dollars into the Alamo because they're trying to spiff it up a little bit and see if that can happen. They've changed, you know, as we talked about a while back, George P. Bush, who was the land commissioner of Texas basically fired the managers, the longtime managers of the Alamo. That's the Daughters of the Republic of Texas. It becomes effective July the 10th, saying that they had violated their contract in a whole lot of ways. So now, amid all this, the Alamo has seen a boost in publicity, due in large part to Phil Collins, who has donated all that Alamo stuff that he had, including Sam Houston's snuff box. Just saying. So there. And again, he's had more than any other private citizen in the world. And so, you know, that's getting some publicity. But the idea is, you know, do we want Yankees possibly running the Alamo?
No.
I don't want some group from New Jersey who talks funny doing that. So we'll see how all that plays out. Back to national politics, Rick Santorum thinks this is his time. So he announced yesterday that he's going to run for president again. Good luck on that. He's going to back a flat tax. Says he'll crack down on illegal immigration and eliminate the Internal Revenue Service. Okay. Rick, no, nobody's going to be against that, but just because you're elected president doesn't mean that you really can abolish the IRS.
I don't think he thinks he can.
Yeah, I know, but it gets people all stirred up. So.
Well, and it should, especially after their antics and failures, quite frankly, as of late. I think they're fingering the Russians as the ones who stole all that IRS information.
Yeah, fine. Okay, great. Let's make them the bad guys because your system isn't up to snuff. Okay?
Look, here's the thing. They've been around for decades, the IRS, and they're no better than when they started. Probably worse. There's one thing they are better at, and that's audits.
Yeah, they do. Well, again, they cause people to live in fear.
And there has to be an enforcement arm. Don't get me wrong.
There does. You're right. There does. Because people can't be self-policed when it comes to paying their taxes.
You'd like to think so, but not so much.
Yeah, no, not really.
Just make it clear I had nothing to do with this part of the conversation.
Yeah, I understand. You know, it's interesting that now a federal judge has set a schedule for the State Department to release the Hillary emails. From the time that she was Secretary of State. U.S. District Judge Rudolph Contreras, he has ordered that her emails for that period be released in monthly batches. Now, I don't know, but I'm thinking that's about the worst thing that could happen for her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you just want a data dump late Friday.
You want the tennis ball to get through the snake, okay? And then that way it's over with, and then while she's on the campaign trail later, she can go, oh, we've already talked about that. But no. They're gonna start dumping these things beginning on the 30th of June, and it will end late this coming January. So we're talking 55,000 emails, and that means there'll be regular reminders of the story. It will continue to have legs, as they say in the news business.
Leading up to the election year.
Yeah, and that's not what the Hill wants. The Hillster does not want that to happen. So, anyhow, we'll let you know how that works. And an amazing story about the president's daughter, Malia. We'll have that for you.
Is it about marriage?
Yeah, it is.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas
Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Your patio is a natural transition from indoors to outdoors. It's neither fully a landscape nor is it fully a living area. But one thing is for sure, it's definitely prime property. It's space that needs to be planted. Patio plants are important parts of the garden. I'll be back with details after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. Patio plants are important in the garden. Every patio, for example, needs shade. If yours has no protection, consider a tree. Unlike permanent structures, shade trees change through the seasons. They shade in the summer, but their leaves can drop in the fall. That allows the warming sun to reach the patio surface in the winter. Best large trees for Texas include cedar elm, red oak, bur oak, chinquapin oak, live oak, Chinese pistachio, and southern magnolia. If you're looking for shade in a smaller package, lean to crepe myrtles, large tree form hollies, wax myrtles, golden rain trees, and red buds. Ground covers perform special functions when they're used adjacent to patios. They're natural transitions from taller plants to turf grass, and their visual transitions from indoors into the landscape. The best sun ground covers include Asian jasmine, trailing junipers, purple winter creeper euonymus, and in smaller spaces, the various sedums. Use dwarf mondo grass or monkey grass, ajuga, or English ivy in shady spots, and I use a lot of purple winter creeper and Asian jasmine in my shade. Vines are also suited to patios since they can climb freely over the patio cover. Unless your patio top is sound enough to support the heavyweights like wisteria, Madame Galen trumpet creeper, and grapes, you're probably better off with more refined growers like coral honeysuckle, Carolina jessamine, and climbing antique roses. If you're looking for plants that can provide color on your patio, choose from moss rose, hybrid purslane, trailing lantanas, firebush, wax begonias, copper plants, dwarf zinnias and marigolds, coleus nympatiens, and caladiums. Oh, there's so many great plants. Angelonia is another one that's really come of age in recent years. Each of these will be showy for many months in partial sun, and each can be grown in the ground or in decorative pots. Don't overlook hanging gardens as well. Basically, any plant that at least attempts to cascade will fit in a basket. You can find little 4-inch hanging pots, giant 4-foot wire baskets, and everything in between. Whatever size you choose, be sure your patio can support it. Use stout anchors and remember to weigh the plant right after you water it, not when it's dry, as you determine the amount of support that you will need. I'm Neil Sperry. Crepe myrtles through history in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. The old dumb jock adage may be a thing of the past after the annual release of the academic progress rate. It's called the APR. Data from the NCAA released Texas A&M surpassed the required NCAA standards in all sports, and all 19 NCAA-sponsored athletic programs achieved multi-year rates of 944 or higher. A perfect score is 1,000. That's from 2010 to 2014. Leading the way for the Aggies was head coach Lori Corbelli's volleyball team, which received a public recognition award from the NCAA for earning multi-year academic progress rates within the top 10% of Division I volleyball programs. The Aggies had a perfect score of 1,000 based on 51 student-athletes during the four-year span. During that time frame, the Aggies advanced to three NCAA volleyball championship tournaments and won the 2012 Southeastern Conference Western Division Championship. A crew of 49 Aggies travel to Myers Stadium this week for the NCAA West preliminary rounds as the Aggie men's are ranked number 2 and the women are number 9 nationally. The ladies defending NCAA outdoor team championships have 22 athletes qualified, while the men, who are third last year at the outdoors, have sent 27 athletes. A&M has claimed 4 men's championship titles and 4 women's championship titles over the past 6 years. On Out Hoops, where the Golden State Warriors eliminated the Rockets.
Howard will just dribble it up as the crowd will celebrate. The Golden State Warriors are in the NBA Finals for the first time in 40 years.
The Rockets fell to the Warriors 104-90. Steph Curry registered 26 points. James Harden had a horrible night for the Rockets, setting an NBA playoff record with 13 turnovers. He scored 14 points on just 2 of 11 shooting. The Southeastern Conference has been fining schools for rushing the field and storming courts since 2004. Now, a decade later, those penalties are going up, way up. The league plans to substantially increase fines for teams that violate on-field policy. Previous penalties started at $5,000 for first-time offenders. The new system is expected to be finalized this week at the SEC spring meetings in Destin, Florida. There have been discussions about increasing the initial fine to $50,000. On Out to Major League Baseball, where the Stros started off well.
And Carter rifles it pretty deep to left field. It backs up Snyder. Still going back. It's over his head. And one hops the wall. Gattis around third. He's coming home. And Gattis will score. And it is a 1-0 Astros lead.
But then Chris Davis hit 2 homers and led the Baltimore Orioles to a 5-4 win over Houston. White Sox visit Houston tonight. They'll start that one at 7:10. Carlos Santana capped an 8th-run inning with a 3-run homer, leading the Cleveland Indians past Texas 12-3. There was some good news for the Rangers, though. Josh Hamilton singled in the 7th inning for his first hit since returning to Texas. Hamilton lined down the left field line off Cleveland's Carlos Carrasco. The AL MVP in 2010 was thrown out, though, trying to stretch it to a double. Texas A&M women's basketball coach Gary Blair is scheduled to throw out the ceremonial first pitch tonight as the game between the Rangers and Red Sox kicks off in Arlington at 7 o'clock, and you can catch that on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Police in California arrested former Chicago Bear defensive end Ray McDonald at 5:35 Wednesday for violating a restraining order. The Santa Clara Police Department said it marked McDonald's 2nd arrest in less than 72 hours. On Monday, authorities booked McDonald on suspicion of domestic violence and child endangerment as a result of an early morning altercation with his former fiance. U.S. prosecutors said they have uncovered a dozen different schemes while investigating the corruption at FIFA, the world football body, and that some of those schemes involved awarding of the 2010 World Cup to South Africa. Here is U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch with the details.
2 generations of soccer officials, including the then presidents of 2 regional soccer confederations under FIFA, one being the Confederation of North, Central American, and Caribbean Association Football, known as CONCACAF, which includes the U.S., and the South American Football Confederation, or CONMEBOL, used their positions of trust within their respective organizations to solicit bribes from sports marketers in exchange for the commercial rights to their soccer tournaments.
The Swiss Justice Ministry says the U.S. authorities now have 40 days to submit a formal extradition request to Switzerland for 6 of the 7 FIFA officials arrested in the FIFA corruption probe, adding that 6 of those 7 plan to fight extradition. And we'll wrap it up in the NHL, where the Chicago Blackhawks beat the Ducks 5-2 to force Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals. They'll play that Saturday in Anaheim. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Baylor Scott & White Health offers health care built around you. Our 5 locations in Bryan College Station make it easy for you and your family to find health care that's close to home. Each of our clinics is backed by the Baylor Scott & White name and connects you to the expertise of our specialists at Scott & White Hospital in College Station.